What's up, y'all? Welcome to our YouTube channel, Africans Talk Football. Appreciate your guys' continued support. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Thank you.
So welcome back to another episode of Africans Talk Football, where we bring you fresh soccer news highlighting the Africans and African-Americans who have seen success within the sport. We're also going to bring you news from our favorite teams in the Premier League, as well as informing you on top European leagues and just soccer news worldwide. Whether this is your first episode with us or you've been rocking with us from the jump, again, I just want to say thank you to all of our friends and supporters. Once again, my name's Cornelius, and I'm joined by my boys and fellow co-hosts. Gabriel, how you feeling today, boy?
Oh, good. Great, though. I feel good, man. How you feeling, Salam?
Highly favored.
How you feeling, Mike? You already know. Blue is the color, man. Fly high. Feeling great.
Yeah, man. As Mike said, London currently is blue. Second place. Talk about it in a second. I mean, Gabriel, we just talked to you. Yeah, Gabriel, you know, it's still early. We're still in 2024, so there's a lot of football left. But we just talked to y'all a few days ago. Thank you again to everyone who watched the episode and has been commenting. We've seen a lot of feedback on that. It was a little bit of a longer episode. We did have a lot of bodies in here, but it's because, like we've been talking about, the league's been very, very close this year. Again, if you look at what's been going on in the top four race, the top seven race, even if you look at the top 10 right now, you lose a game, you drop points, and you could go and you know, go from top table to the bottom of the table in the space of a week. So with us playing midweek games now, with Boxing Day at the end of the month, obviously games are starting to ramp up in the Premier League. So let's get to it. Let's talk about probably one of the bigger news stories, Pep Guardiola and Man City. It was reported earlier this week that he was unresponsive. I guess the higher ups in Man City, the staff, the trainers, the players, they couldn't reach him. I guess he went zero dark 30, locked himself in a room for 24 hours, no phone, no water, no food, until he could figure out how he can get Man City back on track. And I guess he did what all smart managers do, start your best player. Kevin De Bruyne, goal and assist today, Man City back on track. After this five-game slump, I should say, how do we feel about this City dub today?
They needed it.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Yeah. So they lost this, I'd be looking at them crazy. Like,
We went into it with a little like, yo, City, when they going to get it back together? And, you know, it's only been 3 days, but they got it back together. So, you know, what does this bounce back look like? And do you think that now we see Kevin De Bruyne starting again? Do we think he's back in the rotation? You know, what does this look like moving forward for them?
I just think that, I mean, City will always be City. Like, as much as we like to talk about this, we say this every year, and I know it's still early, but, bro, City will always be City. They'll somehow, they're too powerful to not make it in the top four, top three, and give a race, or, you know, be in the mix. They're going to be in the mix at all times. So, you know, they went through their little slump early. You know, City's always good for a 20-game unbeaten streak. Seen it. We've all seen it. So it's like, you know, they, like you said, he went back to his roots. He played the players that, you know, he trusts and he knows. They got the job done at home. I think it was a good thing that game was at home and it wasn't away, because if it was away, I think we'd be looking at a completely different result. Or it could be, at least. But, you know, I think, you know, City will, they'll find some form somewhere. You know, they'll be in the mix.
Yeah, I agree with everything Gabriel just said. This was a much needed win. I think we all know, you know, the last few wins, even though we've been, you know, bantering these City fans and making fun of whatever it may be, we all know five was like, okay, is this for real? Or they just, you know,
right.
And then six, and we're like, whoa, there might be something here. But I know we all knew it wasn't going to get to seven. And if it would have got to seven, I was surprised by even five. Six was even, I was like, okay, this is crazy. Seven would have been something else. But It's a classic City win, you know, go assist from the man himself, the man that I was asking on Sunday, where has he been? Mm-hmm. Okay, he's finally showing us that, okay, I'm here. It was just a little slump, but we're coming back. Doku got his goal. Is that his first of the season? I don't know. I don't think it's his first, but at least it's some contribution from the wingers, because they have not been getting any contribution from the wingers. So it is some contribution.
Has Phil Foden scored?
No. Still hasn't scored in the Prem. No.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Sorry. I just wanted to clear that up. I didn't know if the rumors were true. So
much needed win for them. And I think it was a classic win. It calms things down. No time to panic. They'll be fine. It's gonna be an interesting race, man. Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as long as Kevin De Bruyne is healthy, he'll play. I think really he's the biggest piece to all of this. I mean, obviously, Rodri's a big miss. So, you know, defensively, I think as a whole, they're going to have to step up.
Where's Haaland been, though?
Haaland was quiet today.
His team... His team as a whole is struggling, so it's really hard to, you know. He's still, is he leading the league in goals or is he second? In spite of all this, he's still, showing why he's still.
I think he's tied now with Salah, right?
Yeah, I think
I can.
Look at 12, 12. Yeah, he's tied now with Salah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He got an assist today as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the biggest thing for me is KDB. They need KDB healthy. And at some point, you know, Phil Foden, like, you got to do something, man. Because, you've been missing all year. And, you know, it's not just him. It's a guy like Grealish. You know, like we need – in these moments, you know, we need the supporting cast, if you will, to kind of step up, you know. The only person to me who I feel like plays – well, every week is Bernardo Silva. He's the only person that's like, okay, Bernardo would know what we're going to get.
Yeah, I agree.
The rest of you, the keeper situation, that's a thing too. But
yeah,
in my opinion, I think Ortega should play. I know Ederson, has been the guy during this era, their run.
Run, yeah.
I just from what I'm seeing now, things just seem a little bit
more calmer. Calm
with Ortega right there,
man. Ortega won the league for them last year. You remember that? Son already was selling, and Ortega made the 1v1 save, and they didn't drop points. So you know, every time he's substituted for them and come on, he's been sharp. I can agree with that. So
yeah,
thank God for Pep, man, because he would have crashed out this week. I don't know. He almost got sacked.
He might have
getting sacked in the morning. He might have been sacked in the morning.
Nah.
All right. They wouldn't have done all that.
That would have been something.
If Ten Hag got a contingency plan, if Arteta got a contingency plan, Pep's definitely getting a contingency plan, bro. There's no clean cut. Yeah.
He probably has a 2-year contingency plan.
Yeah, they're not cutting them loose like that.
But now we're still talking about Ten Hag on the podcast. I feel like,
he's slowly fading away. It'll take some time. But...
Slowly, quickly.
No, I don't think he'll ever go away. At least for the rest of the season, he'll still be around.
Nah, bro.
He'll pop back up. I'm sure he'll pop back up sooner or later.
Era's come to an end.
But
sadly, it was yours.
Talking about things coming to an end, this Liverpool unbeaten streak. I guess they drew today, but their win streak came to an end today. Finally dropped some points. We got a real banger, man. 3-3. I mean, the slate of games today, just first and foremost, was actually really great. You know, we had some blowouts, obviously, but, you know, for the most part, these games were very high level. It was just good football all around. If we have some time at the end, we can even talk about the Villa game because they seem to get back on track today. But this Liverpool game, and I actually watched the last like 25, 30 minutes of it. I switched over from the Arsenal match because that first half was kind of boring, and then the second half of the Liverpool game was going on at the same time. And what I saw was Newcastle has some fight in them, though, but they're not there yet. They're just not there yet. They'll probably be one of those teams that will probably be fighting for a Conference League spot, if I had to guess, just based off what I saw today. But very, very just good top to bottom. Isak, individual play was very good. Anthony Gordon, I had my doubts about the kid. I didn't think he was that good, but there's a player there. He actually is good. But what I just got to say is Mohamed Salah, man. Mohamed Salah is, I know I said in my, you know, my weekly recap that Saka's the best player in the league, and I still believe that, but I think he and Salah are 1A, 1B, and you could take your poison on whoever's 1A or 1B, because just how he turned up in the second half. I mean, there was a period of 10 minutes where he was clearly the best player on the pitch and nobody could guard him. I mean, he was doing whatever he wanted. He was going right to left. He was scoring goals. He was combining in the attacking third. He was winning the ball back. I mean, there was a point where it was just like I was only watching him because I'm like, this guy's buzzing right now. He's going to get the ball. It was, you know, there was a point where he hits the post and then he scores 2 minutes later. And it's like, yo, I don't know. Like, I honestly felt that Liverpool was going to win the match. And luckily luckily Kelleher makes that mistake at the very end. And, you know, Fabian Schär with a, honestly, that's a great goal too. You know, he gets it on the very, very, very far post after the goalie almost misses it. Left foot sliding to keep it in bounds, and he gets a goal. And I'm like, yo, this match has everything, bro. Like, this is proper Prem. Like, this is instant classic type. And for me, though, I'll end it on this, but for the ref to end it, so there were 5 minutes of extra time left, and Liverpool comes down, they shoot, or they get an attack that doesn't end up scoring, but what happens is Newcastle is on a breakaway, and there was 5 minutes of extra time left. Right at the 5:03 minute mark, Newcastle had crossed half line. They're either breaking. It's a 3-on-2 just about, and the ref calls the game. And I was a little frustrated with that because I felt that he should have let that play continue because there was a break for Newcastle, and I thought that there was possible chance that they could score and go and beat Liverpool. But regardless of that, the match was just fantastic. I'm glad Liverpool was able to drop points. And it just showed me that they do leak goals. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you go ahead and you attack Liverpool, like, they do leak goals. So it was good to see them drop points, and it's good to see that there are ways to go at this team because they're beatable. You know, everybody's human, but yeah. I don't know. The biggest thing for me was Salah. I don't know. If he keeps playing like this, it's going to be very, very, very hard to beat Liverpool week in, week out.
I mean, yeah. I mean, he's obviously shown that he's one of the best players, and I think he's the best player in the league. But I just feel as if, like, he's doing what he can, and then some, especially during this busy period. I feel like, again, like, we got to see more from the supporting cast. You know what you're going to get from him, but you're looking at other attackers on that team who, quite frankly, just don't give you anything. So it's, and the crazy thing, and the reason why I say that is because, and it's not just one person, even though there is one person that I, you know, like to talk about, but it's just like, when you look at the game today, they were in that game. You know, they had it wrapped up until the last goal. So I really think, you know, they could really run away with the league if, you know, some of these other guys, you know, Curtis Jones pitches in with his goals, you know, throughout this period. You know, Luis Diaz is going to give you what he's going to give you. Gravenberch and McAllister have been excellent all season, right? But yeah, man, Darwin Nunez, it'd be nice to get some sort of contribution from there. But
Gakpo's been good though.
85 million.
Gakpo's been good.
Gakpo's been great as well too. But I just you know, but today Darwin was the one that led the line, and I think me personally, bro, I think Darwin had a better chance of playing under Klopp than he does Slot. Because Slot, again, I think what he's shown and what he's done with the team is he's almost kind of calmed the team down and, like, slowed the team down so that there isn't so much chaos on the field. You know what I'm saying? And when you think of Darwin, that's what he is. So it's going to be interesting. Me personally, I don't see how, like, you know, his qualities and what the manager wants to do is going to work hand in hand, but you know, they need something from him, or I don't know, who knows.
It's funny. So I'm looking at their stats right now, and it's funny you say that. So Curtis Jones, Cody Gakpo, and Darwin Nunez in the league all have 2 goals, 1 assist. Right now, Salah has 13 goals, 8 assists. Van Dijk has a goal as well, and then Gravenberch an assist. So, I mean, as far as stats and that's what I said about Curtis Jones today. I was like, I don't really rate Curtis Jones, but he does score important goals. Like, his 2 goals in the league are 1 today and then 1 against Chelsea for them to beat us 2-1. Yeah. You know, like, I know they're not getting as much, you know, help. He's not getting as much help as he probably needs. I would agree with you there. But these guys are scoring important goals. And for the most part,
but look at Darwin's goals. Look at Darwin's goals. Darwin's goals is at the end of a 4-1 victory. And it's like,
you're right.
Great, man. Again, I don't really buy into the whole statistics thing because, again, if you're going to go off that, then it's maybe he's doing great. But I'm just looking at his body of work since he's been there. He's 85 plus million, right? I don't know, man. That's not – if this was any other person on any other team, you know what I'm saying, we'd be like, oh, yeah. I give Mike grief about Enzo, you know what I'm saying, just because we need that. You know what I'm saying? He was X amount. You know what I'm saying? We talk about Jack Grealish, right? But it's like, we can't really talk about Jack Grealish because he has so many trophies. His team does very well. So it's like, whatever. But
I guess you're right. For that point, yeah. I'm not saying I'm not the stats guy either. I'm just saying everybody needs to help out more. But I'm just saying, if you look at the stats, he's on par with what everyone else is doing. Where the goals come, that matters too, for sure. For sure. I'm just saying.
Yeah. For me personally,
he's going to pass.
Yeah. I mean, for me personally, I think this Liverpool team is probably the best team in the league right now. I think we can all agree to that. I think the Salah we're seeing is the Salah we see every year. He goes through this every year. He's a good player. Probably one of the best in the league still. Yes, I agree. Like I told Cornelius in the group chat, when the season starts like this and one team is pulling away and it's not multiple teams, it's cool if you're chasing to just be consistent. Because at some point, points will be dropped and they might go on another 5-game run. You never know. Just stay consistent because it's too early, right? So stay consistent in your position. And it is actually better to be chasing one team than multiple teams. Like for Arsenal and Chelsea right now, at least for me, I don't think I'm looking at Arsenal as much like, oh, yes, I want you to draw points because it opens a gap between us. But I'm still looking at Liverpool like, okay.
Yeah, we need to
keep these are the guys we need to be chasing. Like, let's just focus on us and keep chasing. So I think, you know, them dropping points today is huge. Shouts out to Newcastle, man. They're only good at home. That's what I see. They're only good at home. But shout out to them. Because it seems like once they go away from St. James, they can't seem to hack anything. But
so, Mike, because you said what you just said, can I ask you what I asked you last week?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with our coach that we're not in a title race, but realistically, we're going to get into a point in the season where we would have to change our assessment. Like, hey, okay, it's the reality. We are in a title race. But right now, I agree with it. You have to keep these guys on ground level. Like, let's be
young.
Let's be realistic. This is new for us. All right?
Yeah.
At least the group of players. This is new for them. we don't have much players that really you could point to. Well, maybe our captain and there, you know, a couple of them that you could point to like, oh, these guys have, you know, trophy winning experience. We don't have many. We have a few, but we don't have many.
And not for nothing, bro, we haven't won the league since 2017. So there's no one that's walked through that door in the last 7 years that know how. That, what I'm saying is that knows how to title race, that even knows how to get in that mindset. Like, what's week 30 going to look like? What's week 31 going to, you know what I'm saying? When it gets down to April and May, these players haven't been there yet with pressure. So right now, like, to piggyback off Mike, that's what I said last week, bro. We're not in a title race until 2025. Seriously, like this year is really, really just let's see where we at. Let's assess. Let's take this December. Let's win through our easy slate of games, because come end of the month, January, we back in it. So I agree with Mike and I agree with my manager. But for me, I'm just trying to stay consistent, like Mike said.
Yeah, it's just the most important thing.
Whether y'all want to say it or not, y'all are in one. Right now,
but if you start calling it a moment, race right now,
I mean, it is.
Truthfully, the matter of fact is we are, right?
Yeah, I agree, but I'm just saying you're in a race.
They won't say it publicly. We know we are. But you have to also tell yourself the teams you're competing with are clearly years ahead of you. So, you're having a good run. Keep having that good run. Who knows? Match week 30, we could be like, hey, we have a shot at this.
But you don't think that this could be – and I hate – because we're not talking about Chelsea right now. We can, but it's like you guys
– Might as well.
When Arsenal had their run, though, like the first run – no one thought that they would. I mean, yeah, they were in first. That was the difference. They were in first, and you guys
led the league the whole year. So long. That's the difference. Whether they wanted to admit it or not, they were the leaders, bro.
But to your point, though, you're talking about how, and I agree, like this matters, how you didn't have the experience, the leadership, but neither did Arsenal at that point. And they found themselves in the positions that they were in. Me personally, you guys are in a unique situation because you guys actually have the squad depth to really carry this run and keep some sort of level of consistency. For me, and this will be the last thing that I'll say, your guys' biggest Achilles heel is your defense, not keeping goals out. You will score goals. Score goals. And the thing is you have a plethora of attackers almost who are in a position to where they have to perform. Because there's so many people in that position. So, like, in terms of, like, goals, like, you're going to get them. But I think your squad depth really is what gives you the edge on, you know, every team in the league. And who knows, bro?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? 3 weeks, you don't know where you'll be.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, that, yes, right now, realistically, yeah, we are. But as a team, you can't be thinking that way. Why? Because you just don't have the facilities yet. But as the season progresses, you get better. You gain experience through playing these games. You gain confidence. You understand the league better. You understand where you are and what you need to do. So the biggest thing for Chelsea right now, stay consistent, keep winning these games. The next 10 games, all winnable games. Even the next game against Tottenham. It's a winnable game. We can talk Chelsea, really.
Yeah, I mean, we're already talking about it.
It's just today's game. I mean, to be honest, we should have scored 10. We should have hit the post 3 times, missed wide open net. I mean, yes, we beat them 5-1, but there are things we could clean up. You know, I want to give him credit. 7 changes. Level didn't seem to drop. The buy-in is there. That's all you want. Guys to believe. And just keep doing what you're doing, man. Keep doing it. You know? Go for Sancho. Go and assist for Madueke, man of the match. Go and assist for Nkunku. 31 goals scored in the Prem. Most goals so far. All these numbers sound good. They sound good. On what? Match week 13? 14? Can we keep these numbers up? around match week 30, match week 25. If we're still doing this, I am confident we win the league. If we're still doing these numbers after 10 games, after 15 games, you have my word, we're winning the league. I'm saying it. I'm that confident. Because these numbers are ridiculous for a team that is just coming up. If it continues, that's what I'm saying. These numbers will be ridiculous if it continues. If we fall off, yeah. Of course, you know. But if it keeps going, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely not talking league right now, but I agree with Mike. Yeah, I agree with Mike though. I was happy to see the changes because, like I said in the group, these are fringe guys that never really get their start in the Premier League, right? Mm-hmm. So we're playing the worst team in the league away. Let's go put you in a little bit of a tough situation. It's raining. It's sloppy. Mm-hmm. Let's go see how you perform. Let's go see if I can count on you. And Nkunku rose up to the challenge. João Felix, I still think he needs a little bit of seasoning. There's still a player there. But like I said, these guys, they have to show Maresca in the training before they even touch the pitch. Mm-hmm. After the match, Maresca said, "Do you know why Nani wasn't playing these last few games? Because he wasn't working hard in practice. He's the type of guy where after he scores a goal or he gets an assist, the level drops off. I know. No. After you score a goal or get an assist, I need to see you go and get another one. What happened today? He got an assist and then he got a goal.
I agree.
Bro, I've been saying this for weeks now. Nani's level has been there. Even when the production isn't there, his level's been there. Today, 10 out of 10 for me. Even before he got his goal, I was like, this is the Nani I want to see. I want to see you getting the ball, winning the ball back in our attacking third. I want to see you disrupting. I want to see you taking players on. Yeah, this is Southampton. Go get a goal. Go get an assist. Bro, go eat. This is a team where you can actually go eat. I know you want to run with the ball. Go play.
Stop pattern. That's what we used to call them.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Go get your GA, man. Go get your GA. They're giving them out for free. Damn near.
It's really out for free.
You're going to get some food drive.
You feel me? Like, man. This is hometown buffet, bro.
Everybody eats. Yeah.
Yeah. Once you get admitted in, you can eat. We're away. St. Mary's, what we got to pay? Oh, okay. Free. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so for me, like Mike says, clean up the sloppiness. But again, the guys that needed to get their chance or wanted to get their chance, they got their chance today. We need to rotate the squad. Just like Salam said, we're deep. But at the same time, you still need to rotate the squad. We're playing 2, 3, 4 times in 10 days sometimes. So it's like, it's really, really good to see. I don't really have much to say about this match other than we need to keep pressure on Liverpool, bro. We need to keep pressure on Liverpool. For them to even drop those points today, for them to go from 9 to 7 means a lot, bro. Like, it means a lot in the grand scheme of things. So, for me, the goal differentials, great. Right now, we just need to continue to win, get 3 points, because just like Mike said, bro, Liverpool's, they're going to drop points somewhere, bro.
I told you on Sunday, it's 2-3 games. Draw two, maybe lose one or lose two. It's just a couple of games. Just keep doing what you're doing.
And to piggyback off the title race thing, yeah, I mean, in the back of all of our minds, we're in a title race. But I like what Mike said about Leicester. We saw Leicester do it. And I don't think at week 13, their manager was like, hey, we're in a title race.
No.
I don't even think at week 20, 25, they're like, hey, we're in a title race. The mentality was
in December.
It kept happening, but after January started,
he was like, oh, guys, we're actually still here.
Yeah. And that's when the mentality changes. But like Mike said, like I said, bro, it's been since 2017, we won a league. None of these guys has played with real pressure in April or May. So right now it's just, keep it calm. Keep it pushing one game at a time. Yeah. Once we get through 2024 and we're still top two, top three, and there's, you know, few differentials between the points, then we can start talking, hey, I know we were just saying keep it consistent, but now we have to make sure that we get results, like no matter what. So right now, I'm just glad that the mentality is there because we starting to defend the bridge, and we're starting to be a nuisance away. This is the Chelsea crazy, I grew up bro. On. This is the Chelsea I grew up on.
I got a question for both of you guys. Because for me, I just wanted to hear you guys' thoughts on Nkuku, because today obviously he got his goal. He contributes every time he plays. And I feel like you guys are in a good spot. Again, in terms of depth, you guys have a lot of attackers. He can't really even find a game in the Prem, but today he scored. He was playing as the nine. I really don't know if Maresca really knows like where to put him, because I feel like he tries to pigeonhole him there.
He doesn't.
Because of just, you know, the other people in the other areas. Cole Palmer has to play in the middle. I get that. Noni is a good option on the right and on the left. The left seems to be like the one spot where it's like, okay, that person could kind of be up for, I don't know, it could be Pedro Neto, it could be Sancho.
So, yeah, it could be Mudrick.
You know what I'm saying? It could be Mudrick. It could even be Nkuku. I would love to see Nkuku get a run of games there, but because I think him and Palmer, obviously, they're ballers, man. They'll figure it out. You don't have to pigeonhole players like that, but what are your guys' thoughts on him?
I personally think Nkuku likes to play in the middle. He wants to free roam. He wants to be a little creative. He wants to be able to dip back. And like he and Cole Palmer unfortunately operate the same space. So it's going to be tough for them to both be happy. And that's why I liked it. That's why I liked seeing that lineup today. I was like, let's see what this look like. Because, you know, Joao Felix he had a trial run. But realistically, if it's anyone else, I mean, we could have, like, it could be real, real crazy up top. So it's good that we're seeing these rotations, these different lineups. But I would love to see Nkuku, Cole Palmer, Madueke. That personally has always been what I've wanted to see start.
Whoever else, cool.
But since we got him last year, I've been looking to see him play, and we're starting to finally see him get his run, bro. So I don't know if it'll ever happen, but I would love to see those three. Those are my preferred three up top.
It's going to happen, bro.
It's just interesting to me.
It's going to be forced. Like, he's that good.
At some point, you got to play hard.
Yeah, at some point, I think he's going to force his way through. And that's the thing. Like, as much as I love these rotations, I've been saying this all year. It's week 14. I still don't know Maresca's preferred 11. Like, I know his core. But is three or four guys that I still don't know about. Even defending, I still don't know his core defenders. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I still have to get that part out of it. And I hope that it comes sooner than later, because I can kind of know when we going into battle who I'm going into battle with. But, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So I'm really not complaining right now. But
shout out to the manager. He keeps a good mix.
Yeah, he's done a very good job of that.
Every time he's done a very good job of that. It's inconsistently consistent. Honestly, because, I mean, he's picking different lineups, but it's like he knows his players. So he's like, all right, these players can make it work. All right, these players can make it work for this. So,
My thing is, it's just interesting how Nkuku is our top scorer all competitions and doesn't even play Prem games like that. You know, it's a good thing to have, I guess, but I don't know about Cornelius, but I think at some point,
high scorer all competition.
You know how I feel about him, bro.
No, in the Prem, it's Jackson and what do you call it? Jackson doesn't play Conference League games or Carabao. Yeah. He wasn't playing.
You're saying outside of all of the competitions.
Yeah, I say in all competitions, he's our leading goal scorer, but he doesn't even start Prem games.
Bro, you know what I feel about him. He's our new age Michy Batsue. For some reason, he can score. We want him to play, but he just can't get. He can't seem to get. And I'm not comparing them as far as skill or talent. Just Bats scored in every league he was in, like 10, 15 goals. But for some reason, at Chelsea, he couldn't find a run of games in the Prem. And I unfortunately see the same sort of thing with Nkuku, because for me, I feel like this manager kind of. He kind of looks at who we're playing, and he sets up the players that he think will attack the team the best. So our formation might be the same, but he might throw Joao Felix or Neto in because he thinks that that might work better against a Southampton or, you know, an Everton versus, you know, we're playing Arsenal or United. So let's play with our, you know, our stronger 11 or more defense. So I feel like he kind of tweaks with the 11 that way. I don't know. Like Gabriel said, he just gonna have to force his way through. You know, he's our leading goal scorer. So obviously there's talent there. I don't know what he's got to do in training, but, you know, luckily whatever he did in the last 3 days worked because today he started. So,
yeah, and that, this would be the last thing I said. I think him not even starting is helpful for Jackson's development because the Jackson we've seen this season is clearly an improvement from what we were seeing last season. The things he wasn't being able to do, he's actually doing them. And I think with Maresca giving him that confidence, like, hey, no matter what happens, you're my guy. He's more confident. Like, hey, I have the support. So even if I'm down, hey, I still have the support. And I'm not getting benched because, you know, I'm struggling a little bit. There's that confidence there. So I think Nkunku not playing is helping that. But I think at some point he will find a way to get both of them in. He will. Because it would be crazy, let's say, hypothetically speaking, match week 28, you're still maybe 4 points behind Liverpool. And you're still gambling with the fact that, you know what, when you know, hey, I have firepower on my bench. It'll get to a point you just throw all of them on. Like, hey, get me whatever you can. I think it will happen. So
it will.
Jackson in the nine. Yeah. Cole Palmer in the 10, Medwaker on the right, and Cuckoo on the left. Come on, man. It's simple. It's written in the stars. I'm telling you. It's, when that happens, Mike, I'm just going to text you with the But let's go on to the match. Let's go to the match of the midweek.
Match of the day, man.
The match of the day, man. Manchester United versus Arsenal at the Emirates. Salam thought it was favorable. You know, he felt very, very strongly about his team going into hostile territory, talking about new manager bounce, talking about ammo win.
I'm on him.
Dress it up and make it real for me.
Yeah, I mean, these are all things that came from you, bro. I'm just letting the people know what, you know, they may not have heard. So for the first half, again, like I said, it was pretty boring. That's when I switched over to the Arsenal or the Liverpool match. But second half had some fireworks. We had some goals. We had some chances by United. But what stuck out to me was the corners. And not the goals that were scored from the corners, but the fact that Arsenal had 12 corners and United had 0 corners. That was blaring to me. That was very, very huge. And that to me shows that there's just like a lack of offense or offensive continuity in the match, because to have no corners at all, and you guys obviously had chances on goal, but they're, you know, hard to come by, but 0 corners is big. And in a game where you're in hostile territory, corners help because it slows the game down. It gets everybody kind of set on that side. It's harder to counter, where we know that Arsenal is a team that counters very well. So I don't know. I just feel like watching the match was kind of a step back. But again, you're playing one of the better teams in the league. So what was your assessment? And then we also saw some cameos at the end. We saw Lenny Yoro, who I think actually had a fantastic match. But I just want to ask about some of the – but initially the lineup, about the game itself, and then
how do you feel
about some of these guys coming off of injury?
Yeah, I mean, the lineup was what it was. I mean, we had to rotate. We had just played a game over the weekend. So, I mean, not just our team. I just feel like with Arsenal team, with a lot of other teams throughout the league who played today, I think you saw a lot of rotation in general. So I wasn't really surprised about seeing a lot of the new faces in there. Obviously, the one that was kind of like, not ideal was Ahmed. Because he's been so, influential for us. But I get it. I mean, he's played, near every minute he could. So he doesn't really come off. So to rest him and to bring him on was understandable. And obviously for us. Huh?
You think so? Yeah. Is this you, like, being honest? You think so? In a match like this? I
mean, yeah, we played on Sunday. So, like, we had to. Like, it was what it was. So, I mean.
That's fair. I'll take it.
Again, like, it's not. We can, you know, we can nitpick, but, I mean, again.
I'm just saying there are guys that played Sunday that started today, too. But I'm going to let you get off because I have more questions. I just want to see if you tackle them.
Yeah, I mean, I 100% support him not starting today because he's played 100% of every Premier League game, so you can watch it. It is what it is there. But for me, man, I the unfortunate part was that we didn't collect the 3 points because, you know, especially, you know, going into these run of games in December, that's the biggest thing. But, you know, I think you could tell that we were in two different places, our team and Arsenal's team. I actually think that we played very well in the first half. But the problem was what you saw in the previous games with United. We couldn't sustain the momentum we had in the first half into the second half. And part of that is due to, you know, the new game plan and, you know, obviously being away from home at the Emirates, like, you know, trying to find your groove there that's not maybe, you know, the easiest place to do that. But even in the loss, man, there's a lot of positives that I take away. You mentioned it before we started. Lenny Euro is back. I was really excited to see him and get some minutes. I also just think as a whole, man, like when I look at the game objectively, like, you know, we conceded 2 goals off of set pieces. It's not ideal. Shout out to your guys' set pieces coach because he's elite. For you guys to score like that today. And Gabriel wasn't even there. You know what I'm saying? And like that's the part for me that was like, wow. Like,
hat trick Gabriel, you know, today.
Yeah. I mean, the 2 goals off the set pieces. The second goal was just kind of – it was what it was. It was it went in, but it was a deflection. It goes in. But, I mean, they had 2 other goals I remember vividly from the corners that I was like, one kind of skidded off. It was in the first half.
It was Partey, man. I was going to talk about that. Partey should have scored that early.
So, I think for me, the biggest thing, and obviously Amarum will see this too, you know, we struggle with defending set pieces. Cornelius, you mentioned that we had a lack of set pieces, but to be frank with you, we don't score on set pieces anyway. So I don't think that that really affected the game at all. But again, I will say the last thing that I'll say is this is the most comfortable and confidence I've had in a manager since probably Fergie. Because
wow, you ain't that confident in Ten Hag, your boy.
Who?
That was his man.
Now that the dust is settled, he could tell us
it's
how.
Hot
him. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's just like you see what we're trying to do. You see how we're trying to play. And you know, and you see the ideas that he's trying to implement. So for me, that's like the biggest encouragement going forward, because for us to kind of hang with Arsenal today the way that we did, I think really speaks to him as a man. I mean, because this is the same players. With Ten Hag today would have been, who knows,
disastrous. But,
yeah. So I really think like I'm in a very confident place with, especially with him. He gives me a lot of confidence. I think that he's going to do what he needs to do, and he's learning. And especially, you know, over the next, you know, few weeks, December, this is the most games. So he's going to get to know these players. And again, I think Carey said it before, the system is going to filter out all the guys that don't work. So there's a few guys though, that I did want to mention that I thought did pretty well. Mason Mount, definitely see a future there. I thought Terrell Malacia coming back from injury, I thought he hung okay. defending Saka obviously was going to be a difficult task, but but I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Especially, I'm sorry, I know he's he going back. Same,
he was on the side that Maguire was on too, so I already knew that. Like whoever
he was, Maguire was not on that side. Don't give him no help. Mazraoui was on that side. Stop it, man. Stop bro.
I mean,
stop it. Don't try to cover for him, man. Don't try and cover for him. He was getting, he was just getting cooked. Listen, Saka took one step to the left. He took back two steps.
Yeah, okay. If we're talking about one particular play, okay. But
No. I'm talking about the whole game so long. He was getting cooked.
Me too, Gabriel. That's the thing. Me too. But all in all, man, I got confidence in the team, man. I think the biggest one for me, again, Euro's back. I think he's going to help us defensively. And yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Good game.
I will give you this. I think you guys played well in the first half. We had a tough time figuring out the press and figuring out how to fill the gaps and cover the space at first. I could tell we struggled for like the first 25 minutes, 30 minutes for sure. But I don't know. It was one of those games where I didn't really feel like they were ever in it. And I feel like our crowd definitely helped us there too. I just didn't feel, it was just all bark, no bite. That's honestly how I felt. Like they would get close, they would get around our box, but then they'd like, you know, turn, pass back. It was real hesitant, from at least from what I saw. And I don't think we didn't play our best football by any means today. I mean, we played better in the second half, but we didn't play well up to my standards. But I just truly believe that in these games, especially against top six teams, you have to get 3 points. If you wanna win the league, you have to beat these top six teams or consider, you know, the bigger teams. And regardless of how you get the win, if it's a VAR, if it's a PK, if it's a free kick, some moment of brilliance, whatever the case may be, bro, just get the job done. And we didn't play our best football. Shout out David Raya, because he definitely got us out of some jams today. He got us out of a lot of jams today. So shout out Raya. But I feel like our clashes overtook at a point, you know. It's like we're going to get this dub no matter how. Like I know Salam was like, you know, some of his players didn't play earlier, and you know, he didn't see the lineup that he wanted to see, because I was actually surprised that Mason Mount and Malacia started. But I mean, if we're really looking at it, they're just we're in two completely different spaces right now. I mean, if you want to, like, we have no leeway to drop points right now. Especially on weeks that Liverpool is dropping points, those are the weeks we need to capitalize. Every time they drop points, we have to gain a point. We have to make something happen if we want to close that gap. So I just feel like, you know, his top players would have played if they're in the same position we are, guaranteed, 100%.
Yeah,
because they would need the points to. Nah, we're not trying to lose. We're in a position right now. We're not going to lose that. So they'd be playing, but. For us, you know, it was unfortunate that Calafiori's hurt, Gabriel's hurt. But outside of that, you saw us. Everyone played. It was no – we have to get these points. We have to. There's no fans or buts about it. If you're available, if you're good, and if, you know, we're playing a top side, I don't care if it's 3-4 matches, bro. You don't have to train for 2 days. and you have a walk for it. Like, bro, we already know you're there. So – It's that time. We're on that type of time. So, no, it was just good for us to get the match. To get the 3 points. And, you know, one last thing I want to say is, you know, a lot of people have, like, really been on us about this corner thing. You know? Like, really, really been on us about this corner thing. And I want to speak on it because, you know, Man United fans were mad today. Berbatov on, you know, the post game was, oh, well, Arsenal's like the new Stoke City. It's like, all right, you know, everyone's gonna throw subtle shots, but it's like, if everyone was good at it, you do it. If you have a James Ward-Prowse, if you have guys that can put the ball in the box, if you can be dangerous on set pieces, why won't you go do it? That's an extra way to get a goal. Everything's a chance. We're just taking a chance. We see teams do long throw-ins. We see teams do this, do that, blah, 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 blah. And we don't say a word. We don't say a word. Everything is, we're just going to let that slide. But then as soon as we get nice at set pieces and we really start running plays, and true plays.
Oh, yeah.
Running jugs.
Now everybody want to get started, you know? And, you know, I have some, I got time for them today because I got a song today. Come on, man. We're going to keep four corners for the rest of the season. As you can tell, we're going to keep four corners. So please, I don't care about what anyone has to say about that. We didn't play our best game by any means. But at the same time, we have to get 3 points. And no matter how we get the 3 points, as long as we get the 3 points, that's what matters at the end of the day. Slam started, he said, I'm most salty about not getting the 3 points. As long as we get them, bro, I don't care how we do it. That's my assessment.
No, I agree with you.
And, you know, it is what it is. A home game, we move. And honestly, the last thing I like to say is I'm glad we kept the clean sheet. Last week, I was upset because we kept leaking goals. And we say this every year, especially these past, I feel like, you know, 4 years, 3 years, goal differential is huge. It's huge. It's huge. It's huge. And right now, out of the top three teams, we're third on goal differential. And me personally, you know, we've been scoring goals, but we've also been leaking them. Like some of these games, you know, West Ham 5-2, like that could be a 5-1, 5-0 match. You know, all these things count. So I want to start keeping clean sheets. You know, Nottingham Forest was a good clean sheet. United was a good clean sheet. So I just want to, you know, go next week and go to Fulham and get a clean sheet, get it up.
Yeah, I think you both made good analysis on your teams. I agree with both what you guys said. I would say this game did not mean as much to United. I agree with you, to Gabriel, than it did to Arsenal. This was an important game for Arsenal. To United, it was more of an assessment game for Amorim. You know, all banter aside. Like Gabriel said, I'm sure for a fact this is not the lineup you wanted to start.
Yeah, but I looked at it and I was like, oh, it's favorable.
I knew. I was like, yeah, this is unfair. You have to give everybody a run of games, fill everybody out. Okay, who can I use where? So that was good. That was good. I'll give him that. But overall, I don't know what positives, you know, United can walk away with from this game. Like, I don't know about you, Salam. Did you get any positives from this? Because I walked away like, okay, at least he knows that Ahmad is really his guy. But other than that, I'm just like,
I just think that with the system, though, bro, I think that, you know, again, first half, we were able to play the way that he wanted to do it, right? Even forget him. Do y'all remember with Ragnick? We did this with the 4-2-2-2. How long did we do it against Fulham? We did it for how many minutes did we do it? We did it for about 20 minutes. And it's the same thing here. We try and replicate the way that he wants to play, but because of some of these players' profiles, we can't seem to sustain that, and they play crucial positions. I don't want to put this like on one person, but there are players who are showing you that they can't, at least right now, right, they're not able to fulfill the requirements of what the system demands. So, I mean, for me, I think the positive is that I know that the coach is seeing this and he's saying, okay, like, I know what the problem is. So for me, that means that, again, if it's going to come at the expense of us dropping points in the league, these are crucial points for him too. Like, he's going to know. He's going to understand that, like, I can't rock with this guy because he can't. Do XYZ. So
No, I agree. I actually forgot that point. I was gonna make that point that today I agree with you. There are players that just they're not it. They're probably not gonna be around in the next two transfer windows. If he actually, you know, don't try to sugarcoat things. Maresca came in. Sterling's just not my guy. Hey, I'm not saying he's not a good player. He's just not my guy. You'll have to make decisions like that. Some of these guys, I'm sorry, by your captain today.
Yeah, terrible.
I'm underwhelming. I'm looking at it like.
He looked uninspired.
I'm not even trying to hate on it. I didn't say anything because I'm just like, let me give it time. Let me give it time. You know, new manager. But it's just like these performances are just so underwhelming. And it's empty. And it's like losing ball all the time. And it's like,
yeah.
I'm just like, and that's their captain.
So and some the crazy decisions thing is, will bro, have to be made. When we went down 2-0, and we started to revert back to, I guess, like what we know. Like, you started to see it. Marcus and Bruno just spraying balls everywhere. And it's just kind of like, yo, we can't.
Useless.
Like, this is not what he wants. And that's the thing, bro. Like, that's why I kind of walk away from it. Like, I'm not really tripping, bro. Because, like, he sees that the whole point of Bruno moving from the 10 to the 8 was because he was so wasteful with the opportunities that he had in the attacking third. The problem is when you have him as an eight deeper, it's well now he's losing the ball in areas to where it's like
you don't want, lose the ball.
You know what I'm saying? Which results in Mazzarri having to take unnecessary risks to try and be creative. He had a few turnovers as well, too. But I'm looking at it again as a whole, like, bro, if we just had someone there that could, you know, do what was required. We wouldn't be in this position. But, yeah, I agree, Mike.
Yeah. I mean, overall, great game. But, you know, Arsenal took care of business.
Man, shout out Timber, my boy. First Arsenal goal. Long time coming, man. Also,
yeah, and the corner thing, too. Yeah. Go ahead.
Also, locked up Garnacho. Locked him up.
He's an interesting one for me, too.
That was going to be my question to Salam because I had two players in mind. I had Mount and I had Garnacho because you said it, because those were two of the guys you said in this system would Mount would fit and Garnacho would have to kind of figure it out. And I think you kind of saw that today, you know, at 4-4. So I just wanted to bring that up and say that was a good point you made initially. I still thought Mount was a little lackluster, but I see how he's going to fit in that role, to be honest. But Garnacho, how did you feel about him today?
Nah, bro, I think you're right. He's going to struggle. He is going to struggle. And not because I don't think he's a good player, but because I feel like he's only a winger, really. Like, he doesn't have really the technical ability.
He just has to keep it simple. Just be simple.
But that's the thing, though, bro. Like, he can't. Him and Bruno struggle with keeping it simple. Like, Casemiro, too, to an extent. Like, they all struggle with keeping it simple. And the problem is that in the attacking third, if you keep turning over the ball, we're never going to be able to generate offense. We're never going to be able to move the team closer to the opposition's goal. So, yeah, I mean, can Garnacho play as a – Amorim plays wingers as those outside wingbacks. I don't think he can play as a wingback. I don't think he has the technical ability to play as a 10. And I definitely don't think he can play as a 9.
Isn't he young, though? How old is he?
He's young, yeah. But I mean, he's going to have to
fit. He has time.
Yeah, bro. But I think he's good. I think he has a lot of good qualities. He brings a lot of energy. I was talking to someone. I don't know if you – when we were in New York, Gabriel and I, we went to Saturday's football.
Shout out my guy, man. Shout out to Raul.
We were there, we were talking to Josh as well too, and yeah, bro, I remember Josh told me that he said that he went to the game and he was saying that, like, the FA Cup, I think, yeah, and he was saying that, like, Garnacho, like, he does have, like, this X factor about him. When he gets on the ball, it's like, okay, he's about to make something happen. But in this system, bro, if he doesn't figure it out as a wing back or can develop some sort of composure to play as a 10, it's going to be slow because you can't play as a 10.
I think give him till next year. He's still young. I think he, like you said, he has the qualities. If you can just keep it simple, he'll beat the man and then kind of like wait for the man to come back so he can dribble him, and then he loses the ball. It's just like decisions like that.
When it's on his left. Because he doesn't have a left. He doesn't have a left foot. But he's a left winger. So it's like, you know that he wants to cut in on his right. But as a defender, he doesn't have a left. So what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. You're going to cut off.
Exactly. Let him go left.
But with age and maturity, you know, he can fix that. But
honestly,
he was interesting to me today. I felt like he was a non-factor.
Did you see Anthony on the set piece? He pissed me off. We literally
that was a nice set piece, by the way. It was a
well-designed piece. Bruno
fooled me. Yeah, it fooled me.
This passing, first time, one time passing. Mm-hmm. He was trying to take a touch. Everyone's looking at him like, "What are you doing?" And it's like, you are just literally. I don't know, bro. Since that first goal,
I'm interested to see him too. Yeah.
But I can see what Salam says though. Like, I can agree what he says as Emerin he has faith in his manager to weed out all the mess, and other managers wouldn't do that. And he's I have faith in that. I haven't had a manager that came in and off the beginning I knew he wasn't on charge. Like since Wenger, honestly. I haven't had a manager that just walked in and he was like, okay, no, I know exactly what's about to go on. I know exactly what's going to happen. I'm going to start to see it, and I trust him to make these changes. I'll be very surprised if he doesn't make these changes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know,
I low-key,
managers have to grow into that. So.
Yeah, I low-key feel like Arteta gave teams the blueprint. Like, weed out the guys, you got to weed them out. Letting Aubameyang go? My God. That was something. Because remember, he was the only guy doing anything for y'all. And he's like, nope, I'm not going to have this. You got to make the... I mean, Sterling? I was like, hey, at least, you know, hey, we need some experience on the team. But he's like, he's just not my guy. Tough decision, but you got to make him. And I'm looking at... I'm wondering, like, yeah, I know he's like your countryman, but we might have to move on from Bruno. You know, I'm saying, you know, Maguire might be United. It's time to move on. Shaw, it's time to, like, you just got to get guys out.
facts.
Got to make that decision.
Listen, we had to
some
do
of the guys. Yeah, some of the guys Chelsea let go. I mean, Mason Mount, Kai. We let go of a lot of guys. Koulibaly was there a year. What's going to next? Yeah.
I still hate you guys for the way you did him. I still hate you guys.
I agree with you. Yeah, we didn't give him a chance at all. He was set up to fail, and it just didn't work.
Yeah, we dodged Koulibaly at Chelsea in the Premier League.
That would have been crazy. Yeah.
Right now we need him.
Exactly. With Thiago Silva, if we give that time, actually, you know, settle in and. Would have been something at least a year ago or something like that, but
I mean, you know, it comes down to the right manager. And
that's the thing. That's the thing.
What I will say to end with Garnacho is, I think it's going to take him a second, but I think Emerin is going to find a space where he can thrive because he's too good of a talent for him not to be like on the pitch, bro. He's too dynamic. So I do think he's going to struggle initially, but I think, you know. From what we've seen, Emery is a good enough manager. He's a good enough coach to be like, yo, this is the role I need you to be in. And I know you might not be comfortable here, but I can see you being this for us. So I think it might take a second, but I think he'll grow into the role, whatever he plays for.
I hope so.
But yeah, man, Gabriel, how do we do on those midweek locks?
Yeah.
Two for two.
That was the worst part. Yeah. That was the
two for four. I know, right? Sako was supposed to have a GA too if people could head the ball correctly.
Sako didn't have anything.
Bro, he's supposed to, man.
One of the corner kicks wasn't him.
It hit off, and then it was stupid, man. I'm so upset, bro. I'm so mad. But two for four. Have some for you very, very soon. 4-0 coming soon.
Wait, what was yours, Mike and Cornelius?
over 2.5 goals in Everton versus Wolves.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I had the Ipswich game under 3.5.
That was spot on. 1-0.
Yeah. Wait, Everton gives Wolves 4?
Yeah.
They smacked the
bro, Wolves.
Last thing I saw was 3-0.
Wolves is going down.
Yeah. I was about to text you guys. Yo, watch Everton drop this 2-0 lead.
Crazy. Bro, I don't know how they do it. Every year they steady 16, 17 and stay in the league. Yeah. I'm tired of it.
I don't know, man. I really just don't think it's sustainable for Wolves, bro, because their losses are just so bad. And like we said, that goal differential is so important. It's important at the bottom, too. Like, especially if you don't get the points, if you're minus 50 on or 60 on goal differential, like, bro, you're not getting out. You're not. Sorry.
Hey, shout out Villa too, man. Villa won today.
Yep.
Yeah, they're back on track, man.
They needed that.
Well, we'll be monitoring them.
Yeah.
How about tomorrow's games? What do you guys think?
Yeah. So for tomorrow, we got Fulham versus Brighton's been moving, bro. We gotta watch them, and it's funny that you say quietly because I feel like. No, like Chelsea's in the top three, but no one's kind of paying us any mind, right? But Brighton was in the top four before these matches. I feel like Brighton, no one's talking about them. They're kind of just, you know, they had a manager who came and went, and then they had a new manager who kind of is flying under. So it's like Brighton's had a lot of changes if you look over the last 4 or 5 years, you know, from Potter being there to getting a new, you know, they've gone through a few managers. So it's like, no one's really paying attention, but they've been balling. So I got them, and then Bournemouth versus Tottenham. I honestly think that's a trap game for Tottenham.
Bro, Bournemouth is actually like... The thing is with Bournemouth is that
when they're at home,
win or lose. They either win or
when they're
lose.
At
there's
home,
no, there's not many in-betweens for them. You know, they don't draw
Bournemouth at home, I don't want to see them. Like their stadium rocks crazy.
Yeah,
they're doing decently right now.
Yeah,
it's like you know them closer stadiums.
Yeah, exactly. Stadiums. Yeah, Bournemouth. Freaking, what was the other team from last year?
Brentford
is another one.
Ipswich, obviously.
Ipswich, Leeds was also like that.
Yeah, you know these smaller clubs. These smaller clubs
close to the pitch.
Yeah. It's like.
It's like you like really close to the NBA game.
Yeah.
Everton's used to be real close
until But I agree. That's a trap game for sure. I don't think you should walk in there thinking
it's sweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're even on the book right now, 150 and 154.
Really? Telling you, man. It's a trap.
It's a Bournemouth in the draw quickly. Oh my goodness.
Yo, we forgot one big thing. Ruud van Nistelrooy.
Not our Ruud, man. Yeah, you're right.
Is that really something there? Y'all really think he got it like that?
Yeah.
He has to be.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. I think so.
Has to be something there. I think there has to be.
We're gonna monitor that. But congrats again to Ruud van Nistelrooy. Got the Leicester job. They got the dub, man. I watched I watched their goals too. Good goals.
Mm-hmm. You know, people forget he was low key like in that class. I'm not saying he's on the same level as these guys, but like you know, like when the new wave of managers came out, it was like who was it? It was like Xabi Alonso. It was Van Nistelrooy, Ruben Amorim,
Company.
Enzo Maresca was in there too. Enzo Maresca. Because he was, where was he at? He was at Leicester.
Yeah,
Maresca,
Yeah,
man. I think these guys, I think from all of those, he's probably at, I don't know.
Even Deserby, low key.
Deserby's in too.
Deserve even around though.
I mean, he's been around because he's been around, but he's young. Like he's technically in that newer class.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, his class is a little bit different.
No, he's talking about like most recent, like most recent, the last like 2 years.
Okay. Who's in DeZerbi's class? Because DeZerbi came
probably after. Like Frank Lampard.
Yeah, maybe? Like Frank Potter.
Nah, see, Frank Lampard had Ole.
That was 18 or 19.
Arteta. That was Lampard's class.
Yeah, Lampard. You're right.
Arteta, Ole.
Yeah, Lampard got hired after Arteta, a year after, right?
Rooney was in that class too, right?
Rooney's technically in that class. Yeah, Rooney
technically in that class. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
DeZerbi was in Italy.
Wow. Ooh, DeZerbi could have been. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. DeZerbi was in actually in Ten Hag's class.
I think he was in. Yeah, I was gonna say.
Okay. Yep.
You're right. Yeah. Okay. So like last couple of years. Okay.
That's interesting.
That is. Right. It's kind of crazy. It really do be like new waves, like every like 3 or 4 years.
Now the Jack Wilshere wave.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Like he's getting his.
Yeah, I can get mine. And then the guy from Brighton, I like him.
Arizona.
Oh yeah.
He's American, by the way. Fun fact.
Yeah, he's American.
Well, technically,
young too. Yeah.
So who else is good right now?
Do you guys rate Fulham's coach? I think he's a decent coach.
Who's that?
What's his name? Santos.
I like him. What's his name?
Marco Silva.
Marco Silva.
I like their team, bro.
I like it.
Yeah. This game. I think we play Fulham next week. I guess we can go into predictions. We play Fulham next week, or on not even next week, on this Sunday, and away. And playing Fulham away, like it's gonna be rainy probably, like the weather's gonna be bad. It's gonna be, but I think we'll outclass them. But he has this Fulham team firing, bro. I've talked about them a couple of times. Like Smith Rowe's playing well, Iwobi's playing well. Their striker, it's not Evan Nielsen. I forgot his name. He's playing well. Jimenez, yes, who it is. I couldn't think of his name. You know, they have Duncan Robinson. Shout out to Lam. So, you know.
Duncan Robinson. I was like, wait, from the Miami Heat?
he was watching the Heat game.
Yeah,
I haven't watched basketball. But anyway, Anthony Robinson. They have a decent squad, and I think he's a pretty good manager. I like what he's been doing with that team. So,
Man. One of my recaps a few weeks ago was Harry Wilson because he was even balling. Yeah, like 3 goals.
Yeah,
Spurs reject, man. Jeez.
So, can we revisit that? Anthony Robinson.
Yeah,
best left back in the Prem.
I said it was a shout, but you weren't wrong.
Gabriel, I want to hear from Gabriel. Because Gabriel was the one that was like,
I just wanted to make sure. It depends on the weekend. If Timber playing on the left, man.
That was funny. I just want to make sure I knew the name you were saying.
I'm not ready to say that. I'm sorry. I'm not ready to say that yet.
I think right now, no.
I'm not ready.
Is he top 5 in the league? Yes, I think he is.
Who's
easy.
Better than him?
Probably top 3.
I don't know, man. It's been a weird league. I don't know.
You can't tell me, but you're telling me.
I'm taking Timber.
Cucurella's doing the running. Fiore, you could pull him up there. You could put. Califiore.
Why is crazy?
What?
Califiore over Timber over there. Timber up there.
I'm talking about
what you're seeing this season. You're telling me Calafiori.
Put Timber over there.
As of right now, I can't pick one because there have been multiple guys that have had a good run.
I think.
And I was listing off guys.
You posted a picture, I think, today in the group. It was like a combined 11. And it was Luke Shaw at left back. Like, what? It's not even Timber.
We weren't co-signing that though.
Right now, I'll take him every day of the week.
Timber at left?
Yeah. What?
Who's right then? Who's on the right?
I mean, not today, but you feel me? Timber plays. When Ben White comes back, he'll probably play on the left.
Oh, Ben White! I forgot about him.
Oh, he's out for a minute.
He's off for a minute. Yeah. Ben White'll come back, bro. We
heard his spot back.
I'll tell you, like I said, all of our wing backs are injured.
Damn.
Yo, by the way, Trent is Trenton right now. Some of these balls are come on, man. Relax.
There you go.
Some of these balls are just stop showing off. Okay, like I get it. Like just play the ball, man. But it's all just with these
extra,
the way he's getting these balls, man. I'm just like,
he had one today where he got played. I don't know who played, whether it was Van Dyke or Kelleher, but then it was like a no look. He just knew Salah was in that right corner. He just like pings it 30 yards. I'm like, yo,
okay. I'll give it to you. You're the best. I'll give it to you.